With the slaying of the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater. It began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor. It began. It didn't end on 9/11. It began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it. As CIA's Harvard altered Kaczynski into the Unabomber, FBI's SSRIs and AIs mind-raped Uvalde's Ramos into a dress-wearing demoniac. Ukraine is America's biolab. As Zelensky's presidency was a rehearsal for Joe's, so is Ramos for Gen Z. Yakuza flaunted their fealty with self-finger fillets. Hold FBI influence ops beer. They've trained American teens into self-castrating. But if the Phoebes ignored FC's human behavior in their own unit for 17 years, they've not only ignored, but rejected their own even longer. Anti-terrorists have become the terrorists, while wildly projecting onto PTA, moms, and vets, instilling obedience through fear. But the new tyrants have forgotten the lessons of the legions, even though Dune just reminded us of the mind killer and little death. It didn't end with just another crucifixion at Golgotha. The paraclete protects us. But woe and doom unto you baby killers and child rapers. When Americans realize what you have done in Ultra, Ukraine, and Uvalde, they will string you up from street lamps.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
The older we get,
I'm a retired SOCOM soldier, former DIA intelligence collector, and ex-DEA special agent, targeted by the deep state turned whistleblower. Now your intelligence officer, repurposed as chaplain, leader, teacher, and truth teller. New mission, rescue and restore our fallen republic. Objective, defeat the deep state. Means, expose fake news. Tools, truth, discernment, and free will. Attention, deep state Dems, rhinos, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and assorted traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic. Your masks won't silence us. Your shutdowns won't stop us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as fierce as the Imperial Japanese. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. You're next. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Welcome, everybody. Got a lot to cover today. I'm not a news show. It might look like I'm a news show at times, but sometimes the intelligence is breaking so quickly that it looks like news. But I want to remind you, I'm an intelligence officer. I don't care about politics as such, only in the context that it's the other side of war. War and politics are the two sides of the same coin. In between is intelligence. In between intelligence is espionage and sabotage. And again, I want to say that we're in World War IV. World War III was the global war on terror. And it is a fifth generation information influence operation, biodigital weaponry, 18 megahertz directed energy weapons, versus a fourth generation insurgency, which is legal, moral, ethical, and nonviolent. Because I'm not advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent, although the left does blatantly and continuously. And that war is raging, but it's raging in a covert manner. So the first thing I want to get to is a document that the real reporter, there are very few real reporters out there left, but this was just sent to me by Harry the Greek. And this is the document for the Michigan State Police, if you can put that up, please, and show that document. And this is the Michigan State Police who arrested Eugene Yu, the Konak CEO, who is really a Chinese spy, who is being protected by the FBI and being extradited to LA by Soros's paid attorney there, district attorney, Gascon, and they have no records. But what they say here is there may be other records from another agency, and you'll have to go elsewhere. This is very crucial because in the hearing, the bond hearing, which I may have had on this show last week, Yu's attorney was saying that they had met several times with the FBI, and the FBI had said, no, there's no investigation here. Well, I'm a former DEA special agent. I graduated from the FBI Academy because the DEA special agent school was at the FBI Academy. They hadn't built their academy. So I've opened hundreds of case files. To have an investigation on someone, you have to have an open case file. Or you can be running that person as an informant. And so what this indicates to me is the FBI is running you as an informant, just like the FBI was running all the informants and undercover agents in the Whitmer kidnapping case that has since fallen apart. The same agent that was then sent to DC to run the January 6th cover-up. And now this is confirming that the FBI is getting their CI out of there. This is very, very crucial and very, very breaking. And I've been texting with Harry the Greek, who does Brass Balls blog and News Others Miss, great reporter, showing what's really going on here. So to back up here a little bit, you know, I don't do a lot of speeches. I traveled so much, I don't like traveling. I did Clay Clark's first Freedom and Health with General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and others. In Tulsa, I've done a couple of those, but I did accept Greg Phillips' invitation to speak at the Pit back in September. It was a crucial event. That's where he and Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, Protect the Vote, OPSEC, were revealing that they had been working on a 15-month investigation with the FBI, a counterintelligence investigation, where their cyber forensics had uncovered that there was a Chinese spy sending U.S. voter information back to China. And that, of course, turned out to be Eugene Yu. And then, of course, the FBI turned on Greg and Catherine. And now Konek is coming after them, and they've got all kinds of cases. I know this well as a whistleblower. The DEA, the DOJ, and Eric Holder came after me for years. I spent tens of thousands of dollars, and I was never even charged and never even convicted of anything. And it's to kill the messenger to stop the message. But I did that speech because I said it's so important what they're doing. First, they did 2,000 mules with my friend and fellow patriot, Dinesh D'Souza. When Dinesh came from Mumbai, India, he lived in Patagonia, Arizona. I lived in Sonora. Those are two little country towns next to each other. And then he made 2,000 mules, where he did a truth counter to the government deep state influence operations, showing how tier one special operations intelligence techniques such as geo-warrant fencing had been turned against the American people, and that they were again turning that around. So that was a information counter operation of truth, and using technology that we used to use to go after drug cartel leaders and high value terrorists against the American people. So I talked about that. I said Team America, which is, I founded Team America. It's at jeffreyprather.com. It's Americans relying on each other and God and not corrupt government in D.C., just like we stopped relying on corrupt government in Britain. We're in all 50 states. We're organized in about 45 states. We're in 24 countries, because if you're not in the United States, you can join Team Global Freedom there. And I said Team America is teaming up with True the Vote, Protect the Vote. I said, this is really, really significant. And now we're seeing how significant this is, because the FBI, the deep state FBI, which is the front for the CIA, which is the front for the deep state, which is DARPA and BARDA. So think Facebook, Meta, which is Facebook, which was LogLife, which was CIA, which was DARPA, which was BARDA, which is fifth generational biodigital weaponry to track you everywhere, is the same thing. Think Strzok, who never graduated from Quantico as I did, just like Comey never graduated from Quantico. Neither of them graduated as FBI agent. Strzok was CIA, because he was head of the Foreign Counterintelligence section of the FBI, which goes back to the CIA. So on January 6th, we have Capitol policemen with masks on, helmet. You can't tell who they are. They're probably FBI agents who have FBI credentials, who are really CIA agents as well. And again, I have a lot of credibility in this area. I ran the Global Operations Center for the DIA 2003-2004, that took me to the White House Situation Room, the CIA, the NSA, the NRA, or the NRO, National Reconnaissance Office, all of these centers that is very important to understand. So what Greg and Catherine did, unfortunately, they made the same mistake that Trump and Flynn made, and that is that they could talk to the FBI, that the FBI was actually a legitimate law enforcement organization, and it is not. It has long been a political organization ever since Hoover, but now it is an intelligence organization. We're seeing whistleblowers come out. And first it was 15, 12, 15, 30. I just did another speech with Todd Callender, and he said there's over 300 FBI whistleblowers, and they're going all the way up to the seventh floor. So this is very, very significant. The Great Reset against the Great Resistance, the transhumanists against the humanists, the parents against the pedos. This war is raging, but it's a covert war. It's not open. So we've already been invaded. The weapons of mass destruction of CRISPR, all of that is already happening, and so much is happening quickly. And what Greg and Catherine have done here is so significant by exposing Konek that Detroit has pulled their contract with Konek, but also it now shows up that they were doing the military overseas vote. And they were also in Australia and they were also in Canada, this little firm. So what is happening here is that the Gascon, who is in the pay, he's the Los Angeles district attorney paid, bought and paid for by Soros, is going to pull that case from Michigan where they can get control of it so they can dismiss it. This is what's going to happen because Yu's defense attorney already said that in court. And he also said that they had met with the FBI multiple times. Well, unless the FBI is interviewing you as a suspect, then you're working for them. It can't be any other way. The FBI said, well, Yu's attorney said that the FBI said there was no case against him. There wasn't even any fraud because the charge in LA is that voter information went to China, not voter fraud, which we all know happened now, but that voter information went to China. And the FBI is saying that's not true. There's no embezzlement. There's no nothing. So Harry the Greek went to Michigan State Police, did a freedom of information request, a FOIA request, asked for the records. There's nothing there. But the letter said, well, but there might be something with another law enforcement agency. That means the FBI has intervened. Defense attorney said so. Gascon is bought and paid for. They're pulling their spy out so they can dismiss. This is exactly what I went through when I was a whistleblower, when I was going to extradite the first Sinaloan cartel leader from Mexico. And it turned out that the DEA had a deal with the Sinaloan cartel to run drugs north in exchange for the fast and furious guns going south. And that came out in the Niebla Zambada federal trial. DEA agents raised their hands under oath and said, yeah, we had a deal with the Sinaloan cartel. The DEA had a deal with the Sinaloan cartel. The FBI has multiple deals, and the Pentagon, multiple deals with Chinese companies. All Chinese business companies work for and with the Chinese government. Under Chinese intelligence law, all internet information that flows through Chinese servers is the property of China. There is absolutely no doubt that this has happened, but the FBI is desperate to cover it up and they are reacting and they have lost the initiative and they are in a reactive mode. And this is good news in the war to rescue and restore our republic and resist the Great Reset. That this is far from over, but the war is raging. You don't need to worry about nuclear war and Chinese blue berets, UN blue berets coming in and Chinese uniforms. That's passé. That's third generation stuff. That's not happening. The war is already raging, and I keep trying to tell this to veterans and other folks that don't understand what's going on. But this is very, very important and significant to understand. That Yu is going to be pulled to LA. He's wearing an ankle monitor, but there are no records. He lied about his age, and when he was trying to flee the country, he didn't take a phone with him because he knew he would be tracked by the phone. So he has learned tradecraft. He has been briefed, and he was being run by his intelligence officer. Now, let me explain that. So if you're going to run an informant, just like in the Whitmer kidnapping case, it turned out that there was a one-for-one, 14 FBI UC and undercover and confidential informants in with the hapless Wolverine based off of the Red Dawn movie. An agent, a special agent or a detective, runs an informant, or now they call them confidential human sources, CHSs, but in my day it was CIs, confidential informants, or a CIA case officer runs an agent, somebody who gets into the organization, or in DIA terms, a tactical agent handler. It's all the same thing. There's always an intelligence person running the person who can get inside because the intelligence officer doesn't have the credentials, the history, the background, the ethnicity, the language, the culture, lots of times to go inside these organizations. For you, it is, I think her name is Wang. She is the intelligence officer running him. She's the one who put up the bail. And as soon as you gets into LA, Judge Allen will dismiss the case. This is already going to happen. But CONEX started back in 2002 when Congress's system was mandated, and the FBI, Congress, and China have been fixing elections since 2002. And Yu is really just a salesman for this, and he is doing what he is told by Wang. And I'm having some technical issues this morning, but this is clearly what I see assessing the intelligence situation. And the good news about this is that Patriots Greg and Catherine, True the Vote, Protect the Vote, OPSEC, Team America, are exposing the deep state, FBI, CIA's treason and traitorous activities, so much so that they have to jerk him out of Michigan to get him to where he can be controlled and silenced. And so all this will be dismissed. And of course, this is happening right as the midterms are coming up. And so they want to cover that story up as much as possible because they are in real trouble. So what do I mean by real trouble? Well, the deep state, the double government, the puppeteers behind the puppets have been manipulating the government for a long time. They are running out of assets. So another story that broke this week, it's not a new story, but it broke again, I think, on Clayton Morris. I always try and give credit to everybody who is due, talking about the Russians captured an ISIS fighter who said that NATO, Germany, and Spain are paying ISIS and Al-Qaeda to fight in Ukraine. So let's go way back. Think about Obama is probably a CIA asset who goes to Pakistan early in his career. There's the fake birth certificate, which was authenticated forensically by Joe Arpaio, former DEA SAC in Arizona, and then the sheriff. And then, of course, that was covered up. Then in 2005, he and Senator Lugar go to Ukraine to set up the biolabs, which the U.S. lied about as well, because this is the biodigital weaponry of fifth-generation warfare. And then he continues. He sets up his TOC, his Tactical Operations Center, just blocks away from the White House. He is one of the puppeteers behind the Biden puppets. He was pretty slick. He spoke well. He dressed well. He was skinny because he smoked cigarettes. He probably married to a tranny now that all the tranny stuff's coming out. And all the Michael Michelle stuff is actually probably true. It's really irrelevant. But it shows what's happening here. But all of this led up to emplacing the next puppet in the White House to control what was going on. Well, what have they got left? Well, they've got Pedo Joe, who can't stop sniffing and fondling children, the doubles with the different earlobes and colors. They've got Hysterical Harris, all of them on multiple drugs, and they can barely do anything. So they're running out of weaponized puppet assets to control what's going on. The same thing in Iraq. Remember, ISIS really came to power when Obama pulled everybody out of Iraq, very much like Biden pulling everybody out of Afghanistan. And so these are wars to distract and build up the military-industrial complex, which is now being replaced by the media pharmacological complex, or added to, rather. So when your fake ISIS, Al-Qaeda is an indigenous movement in Afghanistan, but ISIS is really the development of Obama and Hillary from leaving Iraq. So when you have to then pull your created threat out of the Middle East, to go into your other created threat, Victoria Nuland and the CIA with the Maidan color revolutions in Ukraine, to fight there, you're in trouble because you're running out of ammunition. Now, the ammunition isn't a 30-round 223 556 magazine. It is weaponized folks because it's a different kind of war. But Hysterical Harris and Pedo Joe and the doubles are barely competent. They're running out of puppets for their puppet play. That's very, very significant. The other thing that's very, very significant is with the sabotage that has been occurring with the bridges and the Nord Stream pipeline 2, which was never turned on, the Nord Stream pipeline 1, where they found the NATO Foxcatcher drone submarine underneath it there in 2015. All of that happening is they are upping the ante to control everything, but Putin is countering that with strikes. And so the strikes that they're talking about, oh, he's striking buildings, but what they didn't really say was he struck the Ukraine SBU, their CIA headquarters. And that's a clear message, is you want to cut all this stuff off, I will strike your headquarters. That's very, very significant because that's scaring the deep state, because the deep state is run by the intelligence community, the corrupted intelligence community. And Putin is saying, hey, if you want to do this, I can do this. Now, they're talking about hospitals and playgrounds, but it's really about the SBU. More on this right after this. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point with a very breaking morning right after this break. Be right back with you.
The older we get, the less IGF is produced by our body naturally. IGF is a substance that's naturally found in your body. Just like these guys that go to the gym, work out, play professional sports, use creatine, which is naturally found in the body. They supplement protein, which is naturally found in the body. Other multivitamins that you take every day, just like that, you supplement the IGF in your body. You can do that at keystolife.shop. This is the stuff that makes men, men again. All right, you spray it in your mouth a couple times a day, boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system, which naturally you lose over time. Go do the research on your own. Keys, the number 2, life.shop. Again, keystolife.shop. Great deals over there, by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should. It's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel it any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gain. I'm speaking from personal experience. Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to keys2life.shop.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Yor Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol.
Welcome back. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. I know I'm covering a lot of material today, so if you want a deeper dive, you can go to jeffreyprather.locals.com, sign up for free. For a more detailed explanation, you can sign up for $9 a month or $90 for the year. You can also go to patreon.com/jeffreyprather for $5, $15, and $25 levels. At the $25 levels, you're going to get my daily training videos on martial arts, faith, freedom, self-defense, firearms, At the $15, you get transcripts. At the $5, curated news stories. But the transcripts often help because I'm talking about so much stuff in depth. And so I want to continue to talk about that the deep state is really in trouble because they're running out of ammunition. They're running out of puppets for their puppeteers. And their puppets look purposefully ridiculous. Like when Biden was walking backwards, the guy can't walk up a flight of stairs and all of a sudden he's walking backwards. That is just to distract you from everything else going on. That's so that you'll cover those stories and not what's really going on, what's really happening. What I just said about how you are in great desperation when the deep state has to send their ISIS, which Obama essentially created. Again, ISIS means the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which is really about oil control, which Putin is winning, to send them to your other fake war, the Ukraine Maidan color revolution that was managed by the CIA and Victoria Nuland. So you're using your own assets there as opposed to American troops and American patriots who have said, hell no, we're not going to go over to Ukraine to fight. And I've had on two Special Forces Green Berets this week on my podcast, one Clay Martin, intelligence sergeant, and the other yesterday I had Doc Pete Chambers, lieutenant colonel, who were very much in agreement with me on all of these. Now, a lot of veterans still don't understand what's going on or still don't. They still think it's waiting for a conventional war. But people are coming along. But there's even more desperation. If you take a look at this new video presentation that's coming out from the deep state through Pelosi, filmed by Pelosi's daughter on January 6th. This is showing up on Gateway Pundit, as is Greg and Catherine, Catherine's the Pitt conference that I spoke at. But take a look at this, a couple, 45 seconds of this video of January 6th.
We have got to get finished the proceedings, or else it would have had a complete victory.
USA! USA!
Senator Schumer is at a secure location, and they're locked down in the Senate.
There has to be some way we can maintain the sense that people have that there's some security or some confidence that government can function and that we can elect the President of the United States. Did we go back into session?
We did go back into session, but now apparently everybody on the floor is putting on tear gas masks.
Okay, so that's very, very significant that this new film comes out. So this is the counter to 2000 Mules and all the video that's coming out where it shows the guy inside the Capitol pointing at the camera saying, hey, unlock the magnetic doors. It's the counter to all the Capitol Police telling people come in who are probably not Capitol Police. They're probably FBI who are really CIA. The DOD has admitted that they had, unfortunately, Tier 1 Special Operations Intelligence Units, covert units there at January 6th. My friend and fellow Special Forces Green Beret Jeremy Brown locked up. Ashley Babbitt murdered, and then her murder celebrated. Another lady beaten to death, just like they love to kill babies in the womb. All of this is collapsing around them, so much so that they are now releasing their own video, their own counter to 2000 Mules, because they are losing on their own fifth generational information influence operation territory. They are losing. And so here in this, you see them say, we've got to give people a sense that there is still government that can function. Not that government can function, but that we've got to give people a sense. And then she goes, are we still in session? Because I don't know really what's going on. This is going to be a major downfall. I've already predicted. So some of my, if you listen to my podcast, I have different openings. Today I talked about Ukraine, Uvalde, and Ultra. And when people figure out what you've done, they will string you up from street lamps. But I've also done one where I've talked to FBI 1811s, FBI special agents, and said, hey, you've got to stand up and whistleblow. And then Todd Callender emailed me with a real nice email recently saying, hey, your speech at the whistleblower conference really made a difference. There's over 300 Bureau whistleblowers now. The FBI, which is the storefront face of the deep state intelligence community domestically, because the CIA can't show their face domestically because they're not supposed to be here domestically, even though they are, is failing. This is the beginning of the fall of the FBI and the deep state. If you watch Risen, you can watch the fall, the beginning of the fall of the Roman Empire. Now, it took about 300 years for Christians to outlove the Roman Empire because they couldn't outfight them. But this seems to be happening a lot faster, and this is very good news. Just like I said, they've got to send their ISIS, Al-Qaeda fighters to Ukraine, and they're not even going. They're not even being very successful about that. And at the same time, the missile strikes, which the legacy media, the propaganda press, just describe as Putin's a maniac, he's crazy, he's targeting schools and hospitals. Well, he is not at all crazy. Now, I'm saying that the enemy of my enemy is my ally. I'm not saying Putin is my friend or he's a great Christian, like some folks say. He's a KGB guy. And he said, there are no ex-KGB guys, says the ex-KGB guy. So, and I was inside the intelligence community. I was DIA. I was DEA and DIA at the same time. But his response has been very measured to the sabotage that has happened at the pipelines and on the bridges. His response has not, he has not just simply reacted. His response has been very calm and very focused and very measured, just like Trump. And he has pointed out the 46 biolabs that the DOD finally admitted were in Ukraine, which then there's hundreds of big pharma labs in Ukraine. And now Pelosi went to Indonesia to fund new biolabs, because that is the new weapons of mass destruction that are very genetic specific to control people. That's why why they want you to eat bugs is because there's chitin in bugs. Chitin increases signals and you'll be better controlled. That's another reason why they don't want you eating meat and being strong. They want you eating chitin. But the Gray Zone released extensive documents of the Kerch Bridge sabotage project drawn up a few weeks ago by a former British military officer. And there was a mysterious leak found in the oil pipeline in Poland, with which Russia supplies oil to Germany. German farmers are now revolting, like Danish farmers, like farmers in the Netherlands. But in November 6, 2015, a NATO underwater mine destroyer, Sea Fox, was discovered during a scheduled visual inspection of the Nord Stream gas pipeline. And the device was found resting on the seabed at a depth of 40 meters between the Nord Stream pipelines, almost directly under one of them. So the sabotage is very clear. I assess that at 100%. But Putin's answer is unclear because the legacy media propaganda press does not let him speak. But he's exposed the bio labs. He's exposed the bioweaponries vectored by infected birds flying east into the Russian provinces that Ukraine claims. But if there's interviews on YouTube of the Russians in those provinces saying, hey, we've always been Russian. They're attacking us. They've killed us. There's lots of stories, even from the UN, saying, hey, you're killing Russian prisoners. You're castrating them. You're cutting off legs. There's all kinds of human rights abuses because they are Nazis. And we are supporting the Nazis where we fought the Nazis. And again, there were two forces in World War II that liberated concentration camps, the U.S. forces, paratroopers, but yes, also the Russians. Again, the Russians are our ally in this fight, not because they love America, but because they want to preserve Russia. Putin is our ally in this. And now it looks like the federal government, the FBI, is investigating Elon Musk, our other ally, because the enemy of my enemy is my ally. And so it looks like the FBI is coming after Musk. Well, that's good news, too, because they're having to fight. The deep state is having to try and fight on multiple fronts. They got to fight a third generation proxy war in Ukraine. And Ukraine has lost over 100,000 soldiers. Russia is winning. Clearly, they're grinding them down like Russia always does. So much so that they're trying to get their other deep state fighters, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, over there. And it's not working. And that's also crucial because now they don't have the Azov Nazis to import into the Patriot Front in America to build up their white supremacy false flag event coming up. Of course, that's all going to be quiet right now because of the November midterms coming up. But this is what they are trying to do. But they are clearly reacting and on the defensive and having a very, very difficult time. So much so that they've released this video and this documentary. That is going to be real trouble for them, because now that they've released all of a sudden footage never before seen, that opens up a whole nother difficult can of worms for them. And patriots everywhere are going to be analyzing that video. And they are, because their corruption makes them incompetent, there's going to be all kinds of tells in those videos. And so now they've rushed and they've gotten a Trump staffer, Filipino-American, because White House staff is traditionally Filipino. If you don't know, it goes back to World War II, to say he was moving documents around. But that too will fail, I know, because the deep state came after me for many years. I was never even charged. They have to bluff to get something through. They bluffed Flynn. You don't need a lawyer. You can talk to the FBI. They've bluffed the January 6ers that have pleaded out. They shouldn't have. They should not at all. But they are losing ground exponentially and more quickly, because the deep state's cover is their concealment, and they are losing even more concealment. But the signature of Tier 1 Special Operations Intelligence there, you know, and for those who can look at my shelf, it's not just for decoration. It shows my credentials. And somebody who knows is inside special operations can look at that and see, hey, yeah, he's the real deal. Because there are certain things up there that only inside folks are going to realize. You know, one of the obvious ones are my special forces stuff. That's pretty obvious there. Seventh group, Red Flash. That's pretty obvious. But there's some other stuff up there that you got to be really inside to understand and know what's going on, and their concealment that gives them cover is fading even more rapidly. So much so that Putin's response to the sabotage of the resources was to missile the Ukrainian SBU, the CIA headquarters. Now, the big thing that went out through the media was, oh, we were wrong, because all the media has said how Putin doesn't have any more missiles. He's out of missiles. And then there's a barrage of missiles. Well, maybe he was out of missiles and made more missiles, or maybe he's got plenty. But that's not the real story there. The real story is that Putin hit SBU, hit Ukrainian CIA. Well, the Ukrainian government is a puppet, is a biolab for the U.S. deep state. The U.S. government is a biolab puppet for the global cabal. When Putin hits the Ukrainian SBU, he says, you can hit my pipelines, you can hit the bridges, I can target your intelligence headquarters. This has given all the deep state heads, snakeheads, real pause. They are very, very afraid, because the message there is, hey, I know where all your guys are. Now, it hit near the regular SBU headquarters, but you got to understand about intelligence organizations. Everybody has seen the CIA headquarters in the Bourne movies and everything. So that's the overt headquarters. I've been to it. But real intelligence headquarters are never in the open headquarters. Why? Because the hostile intelligence services are always watching those. And so the real stuff doesn't happen in the main headquarters. It happens on offsites, and that's called NOC sites, is non-official cover sites. If you remember the first remake of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, he's like, I got the NOC list, the non-official cover list, because CIA personnel are under a shallow cover of foreign service folks, and they have diplomatic passports. So when they get caught, they just hold up their diplomatic passports and they get sent home because they got diplomatic immunity, smuggling their weapons through diplomatic pouches, all that. But everybody's watching those guys. Everybody knows that. You watch them. But the real folks are the NOC folks. And the real stuff is the NOC stuff, the non-official cover stuff. And so hitting those other places, Putin is saying, okay, you don't want to negotiate. I can hit your control nodes, because this is all about the deep state control. On one of my shows the other day, I showed the latest Zelensky green screen stuff. Early on, I showed the Zelensky tranny dance, where he's in his latex and high heels and his midriff, and showing what he's really about. And now we see trannyism all over in the deep state of America. And Putin says, hey, this is all pedo criminals and CIA clowns, and we don't want that. And he is totally right about that. But this is given that he can hit these intelligence areas, has given them real pause, because there are military special operations troops inside Ukraine. They never left. I've said that from the beginning. Poland is the forward operational base for that, the FOB. Poland is just full of FOBits right now. They don't want to engage. NATO nor the United States wants to engage a Russian superpower. China is happy to have NATO and America superpower and NATO something of a superpower fight the Russian superpower, because as Russia and America and NATO fight each other, that weakens China's two adversaries. While China tries to build up their military, they're not really succeeding with that. They're having great difficulties. They're about to collapse as well. But this fifth generation World War IV versus fourth generation resistance, legal, ethical, moral, and nonviolent resistance, is fading fast in America. And the deep state is having to fight on more and more fronts and is getting very desperate, because they're running out of ammunition of people to do it. This is very, very good news. And even more desperate is that Biden last week signed another executive order, and we'll take a look at that here. And this is very crucial. So if you can put the executive order up on the enhancing safeguards for signal intelligence. And so this just came out. A lot of people didn't miss it. But this is a signature of special operations intelligence. This is the geo-warrant, geolocation stuff that we used to, in my day, we used to support Combat Applications Group, Delta Force, on missions to go after folks. This is how Pablo Escobar was gotten. But because they're being exposed through CONEC and you and True the Vote and Protect the Vote, now Biden is saying, oh, well, we've got to revise this. And also the European Union hasn't gone along with this, and saying, well, so SIGINT can be conducted and it shall be authorized by a presidential directive, and it can be done where it's appropriate, but, you know, we'll ensure civil liberties, just like we did with FISA. Yeah, you know, where they lied on all the FISA warrants. And it'll be based on a reasonable assessment of all relevant factors necessary to advance a validated intelligence priority. But of course, the intelligence is going to be classified, just like the documents at Mar-a-Lago. They're saying it'll be validated intelligence priorities. Well, who validates that? Well, the deep state validates that. That's going to be originator-controlled, ORCON, a favorite CIA caveat, which is, hey, we're going to control the intelligence, so we'll decide who gets it, exactly like Mar-a-Lago. This is Mar-a-Lago on steroids. And this is just more weaponization of the political process, which is really nothing new because politics is the other side of war. But the other side now is that covert, clandestine, tier one special operations, unconventional warfare techniques, and special operations intelligence have been now weaponized against the American people and have been turned against them. But patriots like myself, like Colonel Doc Pete Chambers, like Clay Martin, like Greg Phillips, like Catherine Engelbrecht, Protect the Vote, are making a difference, and they're having to scramble. Domestically, they're having to pull their Chinese spy out. Overseas, they're trying to pull their ISIS, Al-Qaeda over into Ukraine to keep this going. And they will come up with some kind of truce shortly, as George Webb has predicted, to get through the midterms. But there will be a rail strike anyway, and so they will go with their siege and starvation Somalia practices as well. So that is the intelligence report today. It is good news because they are on the defensive and they are on the run. But remember, freedom is never given. It must be earned, won, fought for, and taken. So each and every one of us must take it.